Another technique is called acknowledging, the acknowledging technique. And in the acknowledging technique, what you do is you make a list of at least 15 or 20 things that make you feel good and successful about who and what you are now. And what this acknowledging technique does is it creates a vibration of success now. And there's an old saying that nothing succeeds like success, and the acknowledging technique is a very simple, a very easy, and yet a very effective way of creating within your vibration a vibration of success. And I'll tell you how I first started teaching the acknowledging technique. The first year of me doing the training, I played around with it a little bit. Some of the things that I might have presented in the first week, I moved to the third or fourth week because you were getting it too soon. Maybe some of the things I presented in the last week, I needed to move up to the first week. Some of the things I taught, I took away. Some of the things I didn't include, I realized had to be included. I sort of fine-tuned it for the first year or so to get the training exactly the way I wanted it. And remarkably, the training has changed very little. Not that I haven't grown, and my understanding in depth hasn't grown, and my ability to work mind powers hasn't grown, but the system works. And there was very, very little to change. But I did do an addition to the training because of something that happened about 13 years ago. It was in Perth, Australia. And I had a woman who was taking the training. And she came up to me after one of the sessions and she said, "John, is there any way that I can achieve my goals?" And she was a single mother, three young children, very little means, and she had these three big goals. Number one, she wanted to go to England and visit with her family that she hadn't seen in over 14 years. Secondly, she wanted to live in a new house because the place that she was living in was a really rundown place. And third, she wanted to attract a meaningful relationship to her because she hadn't been in a relationship since her husband had deserted her and left her with the three kids. And she saw no possible way that she could achieve this. And so she's saying to me, "John, is there any way I can achieve it?" And I answered her like I answer most people that ask me a similar question. I say, "Plug into the system. The system works." Now, I left Perth and had no idea what had happened to her. And about a year later, I was coming back into the city again, and she heard that I was coming in, and she called me up on the phone, and she said, "John, you're coming back to Perth. Great, I'll pick you up at the airport. Guess what?" I said, "What?" "I've been to England." And she went on to tell me about her trip to England, how the grandparents saw the grandchildren, her wonderful trip there. I said, "That's great." She says, "That's not all. I've got a new place. All the kids have got their own bedrooms, got a swimming pool." She went on to describe this new place that she had. I said, "Fabulous." She says, "Yeah, but I've left the best for last. I've got a new relationship. His kids get along with my kids. We're madly in love with one another." And so here she had achieved, within the 1 year, she had achieved these three impossible goals, in her mind, impossible goals. So anyway, she picks me up at the airport. We're driving along. We're not in her car more than 5 minutes when she turns to me and she says, "John, why don't mind powers work for me?" So I said, "I beg your pardon?" And she said, "Yeah, why don't mind powers work?" And I said, would you pull over, please? I had her pull over at the side of the road. And I just wanted to look in her eyes. And I said, "Now, wait a sec. Aren't you the woman that last year wanted to go to England, visit her family, wanted to live in a new home, wanted to have a meaningful relationship? I mean, is that you or is that somebody else?" And you know what she said to me? She said, "Oh, yeah, I forgot." And it really hit me right then that that's exactly what we all do. As soon as we achieve something, we forget it. It's not important. And we're always focused on things we're going to do and going to achieve, totally forgetting our achievements in life. And what had happened in this woman's case is that having achieved those goals, well, now, of course, she had new goals. And because the new goals hadn't yet manifested, she's honestly thinking to herself, you know, why isn't it working for me? Totally forgetting to acknowledge the great success that she had. And I recognized right in that instant, it was one of those great moments where, you know, like in the little cartoons and the little bubble and the light bulb goes on where you get the idea. I got it. I got that we lose an incredible amount of success vibration by dismissing all the incredible successes that we have in our life and by focusing too much on what we're going to do, what we will do, what we want to happen. So I created the acknowledging technique. And what the acknowledging technique is, very simple. You make a list of at least 15 or 20 things. And I say at least 15 or 20. They can be 50. Some people have acknowledging lists that are 50 long. That make you feel good and successful about who and what you are now. And they can be very simple things, like I dress well. I'm a conscientious parent. I'm a good cook. I'm a great salesperson. Any successes that you have in the past, anything that makes you feel good and successful about who and what you are now. Now, each one of us has things that we like about ourselves and that we dislike about ourselves. What you want to do is you want to focus on this technique. You focus on the things that you really like about yourself. You focus on the things that make you feel good and successful now. And what you'll find during this process is there are many, many things. I mean, even think about the job that you have now. You might not like it that much now, but there was a time when, if only I can get that job. If only I could get that job. And what happens is that we are succeeding in many, many different endeavors in our life all the time, and we fail to acknowledge it. Now, what happens when you fail to acknowledge it is you leak success vibration. And that old saying that nothing succeeds like success is so true. So one of the most powerful things, if indeed you want to be successful in your life, is to start vibrating with success energy. And you get to do that very simply by working the acknowledging technique. So as I said, you make a list of at least 15 or 20 things, more if you can, and probably you can. And what you do is you spend 5 minutes every day reading over that list and acknowledging yourself. Now, it's not just reading over the list. It's reading over the list and acknowledging yourself. Really coming into a deep realization that indeed I am successful in many areas of my life now. And you start to work with that success vibration. And I'll tell you, by doing that for just 5 minutes, you create a success vibration now, which attracts more success to you.